Mr. Pendansky returned with two cartons of orange juice and two bagels. Stanley drank the juice but didn't feel like eating anything. "Wait," the warden exclaimed. "I didn't say they stole the suitcase. It's his suitcase, obviously. But he put my things from my cabin inside it."
"That isn't what you said earlier," said Ms. Marengo.
"What's in the suitcase?" the warden asked Stanley.
"Tell us what's in it.
Then we'll open it and see." Stanley didn't know what to do.
"Stanley, as your lawyer, I advise you not to open your suitcase," said Ms. Marengo.
"He has to open it," said the warden. "I have the right to check the personal property of any of the detainees. How do I know there aren't drugs or weapons in there? He stole a car, too. I've got witnesses."
She was nearly hysterical.
"He is no longer under your jurisdiction," said Stanley's lawyer.
"He has not been officially released," said the warden.
"Open the suitcase, Stanley."
"Do not open it," said Stanley's lawyer. Stanley did nothing.
Mr. Sir returned from the office with Stanley's backpack and clothes. The Attorney General handed Ms. Marengo a sheet of paper.
"You're free to go," he said to Stanley. "I know you're anxious to get out of here, so you can just keep the orange suit as a souvenir. Or burn it. Whatever you want. Good luck, Stanley."